The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But a Pharisee said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. So, if you look at the Gospel this morning and bring it right up to the present moment, it makes a lot of sense. Because we've always got to apply what we hear in the Gospel to where we are at this moment in our lives. And a good question whenever you listen to the Gospel or when you hear the Gospel is to ask yourself a question. What is the Gospel? What is Jesus saying to me here this morning in this particular reading from the Gospel? And when Jesus had cured that demonic and the man who was mute and couldn't speak, the Pharisees said, "Oh, it's fake. He drives out demons by the prince of demons." In other words, he's a demon himself. So, fake news and hoax are not, new words really. We find them in the Gospel too. And those words were used by the people there, and particularly the religious of the time, so-called religious, who didn't want to believe what was before their eyes. We have many examples of that today. Only the other day, it was said, I needn't name the person, that 99% of people tested positively for the coronavirus is nothing to worry about. And so we come to the next paragraph in the Gospel, and this is where God comes in, and Jesus. And Jesus went around doing good, not just saying things, but living it and living it by his example. Doing good, curing people, helping people. And we're told he was moved with pity. Another word used in some translations of the Gospel is he was moved with compassion, because the Gospel this morning says he looked around and people were troubled and abandoned. The word that's often used in the Gospel, because they were harassed and rejected. how applicable that is to where we are to today. So many people, and perhaps most of us, I'm sure, we feel, I suppose, harassed and troubled and abandoned. And we're getting so many conflicting, so much conflicting advice, you know. One person says this, somebody else says that. And when it comes to it, I think, personally speaking, I'm not saying you should, but I think the only people worth listening to are the medical people who know what they're talking about. Not so-called politicians, but the medical people who say this virus, this pandemic, we must take it seriously. We must take it seriously, and we must be cautious. And then we look at our television screens and we see not just hundreds, but thousands of people all closely together, not wearing masks. We wonder, what is happening? Who ought we to listen to? And that there were not all of them. 6,000-7,000 were by any means young. There were middle age and our age. I can see why young people, and explain it, why young people would tend to congregate and not be socially distant, because I go back to an old Irish saying, you cannot put an old head on young shoulders. And that's very, very, very true. Or another translation is, you cannot put a wise head on old shoulders. But for those who are so-called older, you expect them to have a bit of common sense. And unfortunately, we don't always see that today. So apply the gospel today to how we live and live by our example and show other people how to behave and how to live and how to live our lives in this time, you know, when we're going through this pandemic. It will pass ultimately, but I don't know when, and you don't know when, and thinking it's over, my honest opinion, and it's only my humble opinion, I think we're only at the beginning of this pandemic, so be careful and keep safe.